Blog Talk Radio.
Dedicated to the memory and the honor of Joseph Arian. Inner Sight around the world, welcome. And it was a week ago today or tonight that Mr. Biden was sworn in as the President of the United States. And he gave his speech. I didn't hear it, but people told me about it. And one of the things that he mentioned was that he's for all Americans. Well, is that really true? How can that be if the millions of us don't have the simplest basic tools to function and live a full life? Now, if you listen to this show, you know what we're talking about. But for the people who have never heard us or who don't know what we're talking about, let's take some of the issues. He wants to make it $15 an hour for the wage, you know, the minimum wage, they call it. All right. Now, good is that to us, you know, if we can't not only find a job, but when you do find a job, you don't have accessibility. And that could be in many different forms. You're visually impaired, you're developmental, learning disabled, autistic, you know, in a wheelchair. How is it that he's for all Americans if there's no enforcement that says that everyone must have the same access and equality? You know, you go to a place, let's say you're blind, right? You want to apply for this job. You heard about it. Somebody told you about it, or you maybe you read it and you heard it online or whatever, all right? You go to this place, and let's say it's a job that requires a lot of visual stuff, you know? And the employer says, one of the first things they usually say to you, well, gee, you're blind, you know. I'm not prejudiced. You know, if the guy's a person, a nice person, say, I'm not prejudiced. I'd like to give you a chance, but how are you going to do this? How are you going to do that? You know? And if we were equal, he wouldn't be asking you that question. Because either the equipment would be there accessible for all, or the person could make a phone call to the local blind agency and say, hey, I'm going to get this job. This guy wants to hire me. Nice guy, you know. I need various types of equipment. And you tell them. And they would say, okay, when do you start? Next week. Or he wants me to start in 2 weeks, whatever it is. And the agency would simply say, all right, don't worry, we'll get it for you. We want you to get the job. We want you to be a taxpayer. But that doesn't happen, world. We're not treated like that. There's no equality. There's no enforcement. And put that on any level, on any type of disability, you know, wheelchair, whatever. We're not important like the next person is. So how could the president be talking to all Americans? He's not talking to us. He's talking to the average person who can go in there and everything is there for them to do a job. Oh, no, I'm sorry. I hired someone else. You see? But if they say that to the blind person, it's probably a lie, you know, and it's because they don't want you in there, or they're afraid, or whatever reason. It's not because you can't do the job, because maybe you can. if you have the right equipment. So now what happens? Some people won't even make an issue out of it. But if you do, now you're going to wind up in court for God knows how long. And forget about the ADA. That's horrible. That doesn't help you. There's no enforcement there. I've witnessed that personally. When I was thrown off the denied entrance to the accessor ride in New York City, it's been, what, 3-4 years? 4 years. Where's the ADA? Where's the enforcement? So you can't tell me that the ADA works. And later on in the show, I'll tell you another area where it doesn't work. And because it doesn't work, it's risking people's lives. President is not addressing all Americans. He's addressing the average American who doesn't have to go through this, who has the capability, the wherewithal to get the job. It's a horrible situation because there's no enforcement. When we come back, we'll try to think of some other examples. I'm sure there are many of them. Inner Sight Around the World, brought to you by the Big East, the key to rescue. And if you want to know how much they care, I got 10 cases of dog food inside to prove it. They are the real agency for the blind, for some of us, because they do care, and they're beautiful, and I thank them from my heart, and my dog thanks them. Big E, the key to rescue, 609-388-7004. Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady. And how do you thank someone for protecting your life? All right, around the world, Inner Sight goes, and we have local people who help us keep this show on around the world, like Mr. Kennedy, Kennedy Realty, Islip, New York, and that's 631-888-1186. You want to buy a house, sell a house, or just get some good info, call Mr. Kennedy at 631-888-1186. Hey, nobody starved on Long Island. My buddy Gary, dog food, cat food, medical for your animal. 631-484-3085. The phone number. I'll give it to you again in a minute. If you're disabled, talk to Gary about that. Maybe he will accommodate you and try to bring the food to your home. 631-484-3085. All right. Remember all the beautiful children. Corey, Avante, little Tommy, Ollie. Go an extra mile for a child. Inner Sight reminds you. And take care of all the children. The ones who are disabled may need a little extra help. So cherish them. All right, Inner Sight Around the World. We recognize the Beccaro's Italian Tavern, TuroLawCenter.com, and what else? Good Mojo Printers. These are some of the people who have helped us over the years. SuttonInsurance.com. So there you have some friends of Inner Sight. Let's see. Around the world, Inner Sight. James Bahamundi is a civil rights lawyer right here in Long Island, New York. 516-783-9662. If you need to inquire about your civil rights. And Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the Disabled. Our website is innersight.info. If you want to send us an email, we can't get pictures or attachments or any of that stuff. Don't send me any links. just send me a plain good old email, innersight@pmpmail.com. And if you'd like to make a donation, you can do so through our PayPal. And we thank you for that. Need all the help we can get. Keep this show alive. All right, let's see what else we got. Inner Sight. Around the world talking tonight about how the president is not addressing all Americans. And he's not the only one. All the politicians are guilty of that. They never address us. They address the average Joe, the average person, you know, who has everything. When I say everything, I mean the basics, you know. Now, what about safety? All right. The president concerned undoubtedly about safety with Americans, right?
Yes.
Where's the enforcement for our safety? Those of us who are disabled. All right. In New York City, if you go to certain subway stations and you're in a wheelchair, you can't get out.
That's right.
Station. You're trapped. There's no safety in that.
No, it's happened to me more than once.
So the president is not talking about, not talking to all Americans when he's talking about safety in the subway, if he chooses to talk about that in New York City. And how about the enforcement on the accessible pedestrian signals? Every American who drives, every American must be able to read the traffic light.
Right.
Because they drive, right?
Right.
If you can't read the traffic light, they're not going to give you a license.
That's
for damn sure. All right?
No.
But if you're walking and you use a cane or a guide dog, or if you're blind or otherwise disabled, a lot of people are partially blind and can't decipher the light, or they're deaf blind. People who are developmental disabled have trouble. There's millions of people. But there's no enforcement that says we must be as safe as the next person. So how is the President of the United States addressing all Americans?
He's not.
Of course he's not.
He's not.
He's talking
Simple.
To the average person, but he's not talking
right.
about us or to us. Because there's no enforcement.
This?
And the government...
How about you go... I'm sorry.
Well, go ahead.
How about you go to a station that you know is indicated on the map and it says it's supposed to be accessible, you get there. All right? And then the process of making it accessible, but then they stop. And you're wondering why they make either stop. They said they haven't gotten the contract for the upstairs part yet from the building that's supposed to be making it accessible, the rest of it accessible.
That's
and I'm
because
like,
there's no
huh?
enforcement. That's why they
right.
stop.
So
that,
the upstairs
that,
part.
That bull crap about
out.
A contract is a bunch
yeah.
of bull, because if there was enforcement,
right.
you wouldn't have that problem.
That's right.
So you're
but
not
like,
you're left out. You're an American
right.
citizen who's
yeah.
left out.
That's
a
right.
person can come from another country if they're
mm-hmm.
not disabled, not be able to speak a word of English, and they're
That's
not
right.
left out. They're not even born here.
That's right.
And you want to say that the president the president says that he's addressing all Americans? That's a lie, world. To me, that is a lie. And I don't mean that belligerently. I mean it, in a sense, do something about it.
Right.
That's how I
Address
mean it.
Yeah. I want to wake you up if you're not woken up already.
Do it tomorrow.
That's what I feel.
Do it tonight.
Yeah.
Write that executive order and then get it
signed.
Do
it the way you did it for everybody
to.
Else, and you're making sure that everybody
That's
else
right.
has it.
That's right.
All right. Now let's talk about the guide dog school, right?
Mm.
The president is a dog lover, mm-hmm. obviously. All right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he probably, I'm sure he loves his dog very much.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yes.
We wrote in our letter. If you heard the letter last night, the letter went to the White House.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if they'll ever see it or get it. Part of the letter is that the guide dog schools are not licensed. Now, that school is responsible for someone's safety in the training of the dog. All right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, let's put it on the level of somebody's eyes. All right?
Yeah.
If you went to an eye doctor, wouldn't that doctor...
Mm-hmm.
be licensed
yes.
to deal with your eyes?
Yeah.
To make it so that you can use your eyes to be safe? If that doctor wasn't licensed, what would happen to him?
They would
he
not
be arrested,
in jail.
He?
Yeah, they'd be in jail.
Yeah. Where's the equality? Where's the safety?
Yeah.
Where's our protection?
That's right.
When a dog that gets out in front of you and uses his or her eyes to keep you safe
mm-hmm.
has to come from an unlicensed organization.
Right.
Where they make money when they deny the person the dog.
That's right.
And you're going to convince me that the president is talking about all Americans? The hell he is. He's talking about the average person with their eyes
right.
that have it. And if something happens to those eyes, they must go to a licensed doctor to help.
That's right.
Something happens with the guide dog or the school, you're not dealing with a licensed person.
No.
Which means you have no rights. They do with that whatever they want.
Yeah.
We are not equal. And it's up to the President of the United States to remedy this situation. And you want to talk about the American Disability Act? It doesn't do a damn thing when a blind or disabled person is denied a service dog. Not one thing. It's dead. It's not even the... It doesn't exist.
That's true.
We have no protection, no guardian, you know. And if you train the dog on your own, they look down on you and cut off your dog's medical. We didn't put that in the letter, but it's going in right now.
Yeah.
You train your dog on your own, the unlicensed school takes away your guide dog's medical. Are we equal as Americans?
No.
Can they take away a sighted person's medical if they train themselves to use their eyes for something?
Nope.
Only us, world. We're the only ones. And now, I heard the other day that they're very conscious about all this racial stuff going on, right?
Mm-hmm.
They're going to put this woman on the $20 bill, who I'm sure is a beautiful, beautiful person who freed some of the slaves, all right?
Right.
Great thing she did, right?
Yeah.
But let me tell you something. That's not going to stop people from hating people. You see?
Mm-hmm.
You will never... stop people from hating people in this world. You can only try to circumvent it or deter it or discover it.
Or teach people.
And then try to get the person out of the job or position that they're in of responsibility.
People always going
right?
to hate.
Yeah. But now, Is the president talking about all Americans when a person who is not only minority, black, let's say black, blind, you know, and hated by the agencies? See? Now, that person is not equal. That person is not being addressed by the president of the United States. Because if that person were, that person would be protected.
That's right.
What do the organizations that are supposed to help black people, what have they ever done? Take one example.
Mm-hmm.
What have they ever done for a blind black person denied a guide dog?
Nothing.
What the hell have they ever done? And I'll tell it to any one of them. Because there isn't a prejudice bone in my body.
That's true.
But there you have it. We are not equal. And even when they address the blacks and the minority, they're not talking to all.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they're talking the most.
Yeah.
But if people become... keep becoming disabled, they won't be talking the most. We'll be the majority.
Right. That's right. You watch and see. That unfortunately is going to happen. You watch and see.
Well, maybe fortunately it's going to happen. Maybe it'll wake people up. Who the hell knows?
But you know, this is the sad part. I don't want it to be. You know why? Because people are unfortunately sick. They're not going to be, you know, they're going to be treated by all these doctors. And that's not what I want. I want people to be, if they're going to be disabled, they're going to be healthy. You know, that's not going
to
be
well,
the
people
norm.
Have to learn how to do
happen.
That themselves a lot, too.
Yeah, I know.
But in talking about all Americans, millions of us are left out. Now, don't get me started on the nursing homes. You know, but I will. And I want to. You know?
Yeah.
Because the President of the United States of America, Mr. Biden, good,
needs
beautiful guy that he is.
Mm-hmm.
All right? And I respect the President. Believe me. I would give my life to protect his. Believe it or not.
Yeah.
All right. Just so people know.
Yeah.
But the people who are in the nursing home are not being addressed by the President of the United States. And I'll tell you one big way. Number one, if those people were being addressed by the President of the United States, he would immediately sign an order which would say you cannot take this person's money.
That's right.
This is their money.
That's
number
right.
one. Immediately. Mm-hmm. Now,
that's
tonight,
right.
while we're on the air, that's number one. You cannot take this person's money and force upon them crap food. And
oh,
medical
God, yeah.
that they don't want, and no exercise, and no sunshine, and steal their clothes, and everything else, and let
My
them lie in the
example.
Filth of their life.
My mom's an example. And
you
on
cannot...
top of that, abused 4 times.
Yeah.
You
cannot allow this to happen and say that you're addressing all Americans. It's a lie, Mr. Biden. And you've never heard an agency for the disabled talk like this before, have you? This is the first time. You know where I got it from? I'll tell you where I got it from. A guy by the name of Martin Luther King.
That's right.
It's his spirit that lives in me.
I
never knew Martin, but I knew Wyatt. And I'll never forget the spirit in that office.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I always wanted to meet Martin.
Yeah.
He died.
Yeah.
I think Martin and I would have been good friends.
I think you would have been too. And I would have eventually met him. I would have.
So there you have it. You know, these people in the nursing homes, and we're trying to do something about it. Let me tell you one thing. We have an idea called Volunteer Plus, Mr. Biden.
Yeah.
Where the certified and the state won't be able to knock this down too well because they've certified these people.
That's right.
You know, the certified caregivers on their day off would have the option of donating their time to help a person have enough help so they could stay out of the nursing home, first of all, and have enough help when they get out.
That's
and
right.
We want to establish a fund so we can help them with, in accordance with how much time they donate. You know, we would pay their phone bill, their light bill, their car insurance, mortgage.
Yeah, whatever.
Those, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And on their day off, they would give X amount of hours. We would be helping people on two fronts, or maybe more.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we want to do. Everybody I've talked to loves that idea.
Oh, yeah.
Mr. President, get your friends to start it. Start it within a site.
Yeah.
You know, and we'll spread it. We'll publicize it. We have a good friend at Eyewitness News, and I bet you any money she would do one hell of a story on that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Michelle Charlesworth, one of the most beautiful people that ever lived on this earth. I spoke to her today.
She's humble, very humble. Down to earth.
She is so with Inner Sight. She said, you let me know. We're working on I don't want to talk about it because it's
still
in the early stages.
Right.
Something legal with the nursing home. But she said, you let me know. She said, I'll push to get this on the air.
Yeah.
So we're going to do it.
We are.
And we're going to address all Americans.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you how we're going to do that. With our ideas and our plan, it will help all Americans because it will help the average taxpayer who has a family and who doesn't have that kind of money as opposed to the corporation who doesn't care if so you raise their taxes. You know, it doesn't bother them. But the average person that has to pay taxes, you know, a friend of mine, her husband just passed away. She lost him. She lost his salary.
Right.
She just had to pay, I think it was $13,000 to the town.
Wow. That's
for her
crazy.
House. These are the people that must be addressed. And these are the people that Inner Sight wants to address by lowering these taxes and getting the agencies to start raising the money. So there you have it, Mr. President. And there's a whole lot more, too. But I want to do the Able News. And
okay.
Then maybe we'll go to the phones if we have anyone. Able News.
Okay. ABLE is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community for the past 30 years with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including a calendar of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. ABLE also has a personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. ABLE is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription today. Back to you, Frank.
All right. Inner Sight sign-up petition, change.org. Help us license these schools that are responsible for the safety of millions. Change.org. And we still have to revise that nursing home petition.
Yeah.
And we'll get to it. That's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
We're on television tonight at 11.
Yep.
1997, Channel 3 on the Spirit Channel, Manhattan Neighborhood Network. Check us out. And tomorrow night, 7:30, Channel 20, island wide, and reruns on everything for now.
Mm-hmm.
So bear with us. But we're still on. We're still up there. Inner Sight. And it's very appropriate because a lot of the shows that they're rerunning are talking about nursing homes.
Yeah.
So there you have that.
Mm-hmm.
All right, 213-816-1650 if you want to call in.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think the president is addressing all Americans? We'd love to hear your view on that.
Take
if you do.
Yeah.
You know, you're entitled to your opinion.
Mm-hmm.
We certainly don't believe it. And again, let me reiterate, it's not a belligerent thought, okay?
Mm-hmm.
It's a thought that you've got to do something about it.
Yeah.
You know, if you're going to say all Americans, put us all in there, give us all the basics that everybody has. That's all we ask.
Mm-hmm.
All right, anybody on the line?
Yeah, Maureen.
Wait, oh, all right.
Yeah.
Maureen wants
here
to talk
is.
On Inner Sight. We're glad to have
here
her.
She comes. Here she comes. Hey, you.
Hi, guys. How are you tonight?
Good.
Hey.
I think I'm going to name you something different than a nursing home advocate. This way, you feel better about it.
Yes,
we're going to figure
you.
It
yes,
out
I
between
never,
now and tomorrow night.
But you're doing
do you
good as a nursing home advocate. You got the phone. You know?
Yeah.
You're getting through to these people.
Yeah.
You're talking
yeah,
about
uh-huh.
I mean, it's
yeah.
up to you, but
it's up to
I
you.
Think you're doing a good job.
She's busting
oh, thank
out.
You, thank you.
She's busting him out of there.
She wasn't. I'm sorry, Suzanne.
Wait a minute. What'd you say, Maureen?
Yeah, what'd you say?
No, I didn't hear what Suzanne had said. I said I just wish she wasn't in a nursing home. That's why.
That's it.
That's why
well,
I say that.
We're working on
you know?
That.
Yeah, we're
yeah,
working.
Thanks. Thank you.
We're going to get her out.
Well, I hear.
Yeah.
Thank you. I hear the virus is going down.
Really?
Yeah, well, virus
yeah.
is always
almost
do that.
Said it.
Not in Long Island. It's going up here.
I'm sorry, Frank.
It's going
I can't
up
hear
in our area.
Well, Cuomo, you know Cuomo, said it's going
yeah.
down. He's even thinking of opening the restaurants here in the city, and he's going to change some
fine.
Of the orange zones to yellow. And so something must be happening. I don't know. You know. You
what
know.
About the what about the new stuff? He didn't say anything about that.
Yeah, you did.
About the what?
We definitely have
about
it in our state.
Oh, that, the
Maureen,
variants?
Did you hear him say anything about the new stuff?
No, I only actually heard they played a clip on the station I listened to about him with the restaurants. That was all I actually heard. I don't listen
yeah.
to his speeches anymore.
All right.
Neither do I, really.
You know, did you hear him say, talk about the new stuff?
Hello?
I just he's
heard
asking
say,
you, Suzanne.
Oh, I'm sorry. I can't mm-hmm. hear him too much. He's too low.
No.
Yeah. Basically, I heard him say just this, that it was it's in the state that they, you know, that they have people in the state with the new stuff. That's all I heard him say.
Well,
well
I think
they've,
he should
they've been
open
in the state
up.
For a couple of weeks.
Yeah,
they've been in
that's
the state
all,
for two
he
or three
saying,
weeks.
It's in the state. That's the last
yeah.
time I heard it.
Opening
he
things up is
going to
help.
As far as I know.
Yeah.
Fauci was saying something about it today. He was saying something that it's definitely more, you know, that the shots would cover it, but he said that they're doing some testing on the whole thing right now between all the shots and seeing if they all would cover, the vaccinations would cover the new strains, from what I understand.
Well, let me comment on all of this before we continue with Maureen. World, don't believe these doctors. Educate yourself. Find out what's going on, because these guys are going to push this drug, these vaccines.
Yeah.
That's what they're interested in, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta educate yourself and learn how to protect your and build your immunity. That's all I got to say.
Yeah. You want to
hear
something?
Yeah, because that's why I'm still...
I had that sinus infection, and I had that infection in my jaw and in my ear and everything. You know what I did to help myself? I took the oil of oregano, okay, and I took plain water, okay, and instead of, I drank the recommendation that they told me, of course, on the bottle of the oil of oregano. I drank that part, and then I took the oil, and my doctor recommended I take it too, which is even more startling for me, because I never expected my doctor to recommend it, but he did. So I did do that. And then I did something quite interesting that worked. I took the oil of oregano and I put extra drops in with the water, and I used it as a rinse. And I didn't spit it out. The next day, you know, I used... It sounds crazy. I didn't get rid of what I had in the, you know, that I had mixed with the oil of oregano. I just added more water so that now I had, you know, more of the, I spit out what I had in my mouth, of course, but I didn't mean it that way, but I had more oil of oregano in the mixture that I had just made. I just added more water so it actually, became what I was able to drink. So I had...
Well, you're living,
you know,
proof
the right...
that it worked, and you sound better.
It did.
Too.
I do, I am.
Yeah, you sound better.
It worked.
There it is.
I had a very bad infection. A very bad infection.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, you do sound better.
Because it was like all of that came from the tooth I had extracted, and it went into the... You know, my sinuses, my ear, all of that. Yeah.
And when a person has a very bad infection and they're exposed to a virus, it's 1,000 times worse.
Oh, yeah.
That's what happens to a lot of people. They're infected or they have a pre-existing condition. Now here comes a virus, and the virus itself may not always be deadly, but because of the infection...
Wasn't.
It couples with it, and you get what they call complication. That's why the oil of oregano is so damn good. It protects you.
It was strong. People don't understand how strong this is with just a couple drops. It's very strong.
It's powerful stuff.
It is. You cannot. You have to mix it, of course. When you put that stuff on the infected area, and I also, I forgot to mention this. I did something that actually worked too for the area, because the area was like right on top of the tooth. Now this is a little loony, but it worked. I took a cotton ball and I put a little of the oil oregano on the cotton ball, and I put it directly on the tooth, like the first day or two.
I smear it on my beard
what?
and my chin.
Oh, you did? Wow. Yeah.
And around my mouth and my nose. Protects you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And it really was working.
Well, that's why I'm still
leery
about the vaccines, you know. I'm still...
Yeah.
I wish you wouldn't get it. I don't know. I'm not getting it. I know that. I'm not getting it now anyway. Definitely, I'm not going to get it. So,
yeah.
You know, because you...
I don't know.
Oregano.
I'm still on the fence, but I got to see, if they're going to prevent me from seeing my mom, then I might have to get it. That's the only thing that I'm really upset about. I don't know what to do about that.
Well, I can't even find out now how many people in the nursing home have it, because it's not put up on the website, my friend told me. And yesterday she said, oh, it's the same, you know, some come, some go. So what? I don't know how many people actually have it when we might get
to see. They're supposed to report that.
Our loved one. I'm sorry, Suzanne?
They are supposed to tell you.
They are, did you say?
Yeah, my nursing home, the nursing home that we have, they're telling us. They tell us
it's
whatever number of patients who have it.
Yeah, well, she usually is good, but this my friend has been looking it up on the computer. She says a few of them haven't been posting because they're supposed to post it every other day, I think. But she can't find it. So it's, you know, a few others haven't too. So I don't know, but
maybe
you know, I mean, we have
to do it anymore.
I'm sorry, Suzanne.
Maybe they didn't require them to do it anymore.
I don't know.
That's
who knows?
Thing.
You know, if this variance is so coming and it's worse than the other and blah, 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 why are we opening things now and why are things getting better? I just don't know who to believe anymore. You hear so many stories, you know?
I'm so COVID out, to tell you the truth.
I
don't want to hear anything from anybody.
Well,
talk about
that's
COVID,
what they
I
said the
go,
other
nah,
night.
Nah,
people
nah,
have
nah,
had enough
you.
Of it. People have had enough of talking about COVID and politics. People have had enough. Oh, the reason for the two masks, I heard, to wear one, the surgical one and then the cloth one over it is because of the variants. I heard that's why. Yeah, right. I'm going to wear two masks.
Yeah,
no
two
way
masks.
In hell.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
well,
I can hardly breathe in one. I'm going to be wearing two.
But do you know what? I saw this. I was seeing it in the hospital when I went to the doctor was so close to me when he was doing this eye exam. He had two masks on. Now, I'm like, I was able to see him because he was right a butt against my face practically. Now, is that socially distancing or what?
Yeah.
So I was lucky. I didn't catch anything,
you
honestly.
Go into the stores. These stores are not social distance. Everybody's around each other and everything, you know? Everybody's around each other. There's no social distancing. Oh, and then
so
I one air that's on.
Just Lord Prayer, and that was it, honestly.
Yeah, you know. That's why, you know, I really take everything with a grain of salt sometimes because you just don't know. You know, you're told this, you're told that. So why, if it's coming, this variance, are they opening things now in the States?
Yeah.
I mean, does this make sense to you?
No, it doesn't. But
they never did
why
make
would you
sense.
None of it made sense. Oh, and the testing and everything's going down to the testing and the hospitalizations and the this and the that, which we knew would happen, of course. But we knew after the election and all this would happen, but, you know.
Well,
I'm just so, I can't even... I got books from the library they sent. I wiped them down with Lysol, and I'm listening to that because I can't take any more of this nonsense. This nonsense is going on. I really can't.
I don't blame
it's just,
you. Should get things from the library.
But,
should get other things, and that's it. Don't worry about that anymore. Really.
Which I hadn't gotten
serious.
Books in a year, so they're sending the books now, too, so that's another sign of life.
Yeah, no.
Because they hadn't sent
it.
Them for like a year. I'm sorry, Susan.
Yeah, it's good. Yeah, go.
I didn't order these.
The books,
too. They just
do the
came.
Books. Even if you find books, you could send the books to Recording for the Blind and get the, you know, it takes a little longer, but get them read. Might as well.
Oh. You mean you can get a send the book itself and then have them put it on
a
recording?
Yeah, but I haven't done that for a while. You might have to find out if they still do that. I haven't done
that
in a while.
I think there was a place up in Boston that did that, too. Well, these are from the Andrew High School Library, but I didn't order them. They just started sending them last week. So that's good.
Let me look it up. It hasn't been a while since I did RFB.
Well, can't you go to a store like Bonds? Can't you go to Bonds & Noble and order a book and they get it for you?
Yeah, but they're kind of expensive.
Yeah,
you know, they can be expensive. That's the thing. You know, these are free.
Well, you get it for free from the Recording for the Blind, right?
That's what I'm saying.
No, I get it from the Andrew High School.
So you should get it from free. They should pay for it in the store.
Yeah.
Why do you have to deal with recordings for the blind? Why can't you deal with a regular bookstore like everybody else does? We're supposed to be, I thought the president addresses all Americans. You can't walk
right.
in
you
the
can
store
deal,
and,
you can deal with
and
it.
Get a book and like
you can
that.
Do it on Amazon and get some things that are in Kindle fashion and request it in Kindle. They now have a Whisper app, and Nook has it through, but the Nook
is but that's
through
not a
Barnes
store. I'm talking about a store.
Yeah, no.
A person goes
but, you
to
know,
a
Frank,
store.
We're not equal, so that's why
if we're,
can't
if
do
we're
that.
Equal at a, as Americans, we should be able to go to any store and buy
right.
anything. All right, if they don't have it in stock, I could understand that. Oh, well, I'll come back and I'll have it for you in 3 days, whatever.
Right.
But we don't have that because we're not equal.
I know.
He's not addressing all Americans.
Mm-mm.
Don't you understand
what
that means? That we have to go to a special place? Why? What are we, diseased?
Sounds like it, right?
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Now
we
I
should
know.
Be able
I
to
exactly
get things like everybody. You can't, I'll give you another one. You can't buy a Braille watch in a store.
No, you can't. No, you can't.
That's horrible.
Mm. Yeah.
What the hell are we, convicts? I want to buy a watch. I want a watch in Braille. You can't buy that in the store. I went into a friend of mine who's a jeweler. He had a book, three books. He looked in three books. Not one Braille watch that he could order.
I know. That's right.
You believe this? And we're supposed to be equal Americans? Nah.
Yeah.
I don't go for this crap. This is what's wrong with the system.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
The money's
that's
not
right.
being used right.
That's right.
Yeah.
They
all
should
these
be mandated. Everything
up.
That you have on the system, everything, every product, everything. Now, I'm sorry. This is how I feel, and I'm not going to be sorry about it anymore. But I have to say I'm sorry right now because I feel that, you know, I'm getting a little loud about it. But but I'm going to say it. I'm getting loud because it's... I want it. I want it the way it should be for everybody else. Period.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, people
you know?
Can go on Amazon and the store, can't they?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We can't.
Mm-hmm.
Nope.
No.
I just have to have a little vision left that I'm able to do it. But if I, once, you know, God forbid, my vision has been going. And, you know, I'm seeing less and less. You know, so I mean, if it goes, I might not be able to see Amazon one day. You know,
We're not equal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
we're not equal Americans.
Mm-mm.
That's
no.
what it comes down to.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. No.
Anyway,
no,
in a sight. Maureen, anything
mm-hmm.
else? How's your mom? How's Mary?
She's all right. We got to talk a few times today. She's. I mean, she's lonely, let's face it. She said, you know, she misses me. She misses, you know, being together. And,
hang in there. We're working on something, and if it works out, I think we're going to get some people
out.
Yeah,
great. Because, I mean, the poor thing is she sits in either her chair or her bed, watches TV. I mean, I'm bored to tears, and I can get up and go from room to room. And, you know, if I want to change the channel, I can do this or that. Her hand's so contracted, she really can't change the channel, you know. And it's hard for her to hold the receiver after a while, too. So we'll have to have conversations,
you know. Why don't they give her something like a phone with the speaker that she could just
the phone with
the
what? I'm sorry.
That's it. A phone with the speaker.
Yeah, but that's not a landline, right?
No, you could do a landline with that.
Oh, really? Oh, my friend told me today, no, it's only for a cell phone.
No. I have a phone with a speaker, and on the phone, you could get a phone with the speaker button on a regular phone.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they have
And she could...
They have it.
she could hear me, and that would be on a landline phone, and you just have to hit the button, or?
Yeah. You just have to
maybe
buy
they
it
have
out.
One on that
probably.
Phone, and she doesn't know it. I'm going to ask
right.
her, look.
Yeah.
Yeah, look for
yeah.
Yeah. And if they don't, then you just might have to get her a phone that's reasonable that has a speaker button. They have something called residential essentials, and they have one that has big buttons, and also it has might have a speaker on it.
Mhm. She doesn't dial the phone because her hand is so but I do the calling and she picks it up. But then after a while her poor hand gets too tired to hold it.
Hold
so
on, let
we'll
me
just
look at resident essentials. I have the thing bookmarked and see if they order from this stuff with the accounts. So they must have an account for clothing and all that. They order and they can get it from Resident Essentials. I'm just gonna. They did that for my mom and they got her clothes because I couldn't get there and they got her underwear and they got her everything just to hold me over until I could get my mom stuff.
They got her everything.
I don't know why they can't. Well, they asked me. They never said anything. They didn't do it on their own. They asked me. They said until you get here. We need to get her something because her clothes are all, mess.
That's good.
Until
that's
you could
good
get
they
here.
Do that.
Then we'll, they said that until you could get here. I'm glad they called.
It shows you that these people can do things if they want to.
Yes, it does. It really does.
So why don't they get on
the
apartment?
They can if they really want to.
They can get
it just
the clothes,
makes me so mad
get
that
her an apartment.
That's right.
Yeah, she can be in a place where people are, there or could bring, and we can't go. This makes no sense to me. This is
but
just
this is all for $50 a month, Frank. That's the problem.
Yeah.
This is a thing that comes off of the. It's an account that's, that they have that they. I keep all the money in there just because she needs stuff once in a blue moon. Mm. Who needs
a $50 from her social
patient's room? Why do they have a wall clock?
Why do they have a what, Susan?
A wall clock in the patient's room. Who needs a wall clock? I just saw that now. I'm sorry.
No, that's good because my mom, can look at the clock, so that's good for her.
No, it's
one of the nursing homes. I forget.
A grandfather clock. Who needs a grandfather clock?
Who has a grandfather clock?
What?
Where's the grandfather clock? Who has the grandfather clock?
Oh, that's the Resident Essentials website. I'm looking at it. And I'm laughing to myself.
That's kind
maybe
of
some
weird.
Some people like
that.
They like the sound of the bell. I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
I guess so. Yeah, because one nursing home, I think it was...
Yeah, maybe.
I think it was Woodcrest didn't have a clock. That, so that wasn't good.
Yeah,
I mean, not to have
true.
A clock.
That's
no.
true. But they have some nice stuff on this thing. They have a lifting chair, which if I ever had money, I would get for my mom, but I don't. That would be great if I could get her a lifting chair.
All right, let's
she likes to stay in the room a lot.
Let's
sometimes.
Move on. Maureen, thank you.
Thank you.
We'll be in touch soon.
Okay, thanks, guys.
Yeah, I'll look at this for you tomorrow if you want. I have a social security meeting with them on the phone tomorrow. Oh, how lovely.
Yeah,
I'm talking about my overpayment tomorrow. So call me in the morning.
Oh, all right. Okay.
All right.
Thanks, guys.
All
right, I'll do that. Okay, thanks.
All right.
Take care.
All right.
Okay, bye-bye. Bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. In a site, 213-816-1650. And talking tonight about addressing our program to the President of the United States, urging him to make us equal, bring us in to the basics that everybody else has, give us enforcement, make it so that we don't have to surrender our disability money under any circumstances for as long as we're disabled. Make it so we can go for a job and know that we'll have the materials to do the job if we get hired.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. These basic things. You know, make it so that a person in a wheelchair doesn't have to fumble around and wonder, is this accessible, is that accessible?
That's right.
Make it so that every dwelling in this country is accessible. So a person looking for a place doesn't have to double look. You got to double look when you're in a wheelchair. You can't just look for an apartment. You got to double look. Is it accessible? You know? That's horrible. Nobody has to do that. Nobody who's so-called able-bodied has to do that.
Right.
Only we have to do it.
That's right.
And the damn agencies won't even help you.
That's true.
You know? Because you have to double look. They won't help you pay for it or do something about it. Because there's no enforcement. Nothing to make them help you.
Mm.
All right? So all those things and more. License the guide dogs. Protect our safety like everybody else's is protected. You know? We should be able to call 911 if someone is interfering with our guide dog, even if it's the damn school.
That's right.
They shouldn't be left out. They're the worst sometimes. Most of the time, I'm going to say.
Yeah. Yeah. It's true.
Why are they left out? We can't call 911 and have the police come and say, hey, you know, this person can press charges against you and you'll have to go to court and I got to give you a summons, blah, 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 blah. We can't do that. We don't have that protection.
No, we don't.
Everybody else has that protection. If someone were to interfere with your safety, you would have that protection. Who do we call?
That's right. Nobody.
No? You call inner sight, sure. Well, we don't have any authority or any. The only thing we can do is try to get the story in the newspapers, and that sometimes can make it worse for somebody.
Yeah, it's true.
Because the schools are not licensed, and there's no law.
That's right.
Then they write to all the damn schools, try to get the dog on your own, and then you don't get the medical. It's a vicious, horrible circle.
Circle.
Because we're not equal as Americans. And this is what the President of the United States should be concerned with. It should be at the top, one of the things at the top of the list. All right?
Because it's your eyes.
I don't know if you...
People don't realize that acts as your eyes and your safety. Your safety is of concern. Because... I'll be honest, I wish I had one that I could use, and I don't have the ability to, you know, have the money, you know, to train one right now. You know, that's going to...
Well, you got to have the money for the... Well, you might be able to get some medical free, but, you know, you can't really count on that.
But it's not only the medical.
You know?
I'm going to need a lot of training to do the multiple things that I want to do, you know?
Well, sure you do. You have the money for that. I will be with you tomorrow night, self-advocacy. Tomorrow night we're going to talk about that, you know?
With money.
With money.
That's right.
I want to thank Maureen, Suzanne, co-host, engineer. Thank you so much. Hope the president gets our letter. But whether he gets it or not or does anything about it or not, we will continue to press on.
Yes.
All right. And do it ourselves. Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the Disabled. 631-224-3090, the phone number. Thank you to all our friends for keeping the show alive. We appreciate it, all the listeners.
Yeah.
And we'll be with you tomorrow night. I want to thank Ave Maria Thompson for helping us, and we'll talk about that more as it unfolds. All right, Inner Sight. around the world. Goodbye, world. Inner sight. Good night, everybody. Thank you. Inner sight.
Good night, everyone.